Flyers Daily with Jason Mertidis.
It is a brand new episode of Flyers Daily here on the Flyers Broadcast Network. Flyers Daily is presented by Ticketmaster. Make more memories live. I'm Brian Smith in today for Jason Mertidis, who had the night off, and hopefully will be back with us for tomorrow's episode, recapping tonight's game against the Calgary Flames as the Flyers get started on this seven-game homestand with a big contest against a couple of familiar faces. Morgan Frost and Joel Farabee coming back into town with their new club, which is nearing the end of a long road trip as the Flames right now clinging to that last wild card spot in the West. Flyers, of course, will be trying to keep their good fortunes going and kind of make things a little bit bumpier for the Flames as the Flyers still find themselves in the mix in the Eastern Conference race. Of course, lots else going on around the team, and no doubt a lot of you by this point have seen on the Flyers social media channels the release of Flyers Feud. Yes, that is happening. It is sponsored by Xfinity, and it features yours truly in a bright orange suit. And all I have to say about that is that when you're approached and asked to play the role of Steve Harvey, it's go big or go home, right? You gotta make sure you do it right. So we did it right. It's one of those things where you don't want to come in there and tiptoe. You just want to kind of do your best to come in there and give it everything you got. And who cares about pride at that point when you're in an outfit like that? So we're gonna have a few episodes of that coming out here over the next couple of weeks. Again, Flyers Feud brought to you by Xfinity. So of course you can be amused by that whole situation. Before we get into the Calgary game, I want to take you behind the scenes of practice on Monday just a little bit. Had a couple of conversations over the course of practice. Of course, the Flyers media gets to talk to head coach John Tortorella just about every day, and we'll have some bits and pieces for you from that in just a moment. But first, I had a chance to catch up with Sam Ersson. And, we've talked about this a lot over the course of the year with Jason. And, we were discussing it the other night on the intermission reports that, Sam Ersson actually did not have to dress at all in Winnipeg. Not only did he get the night off, but he didn't have to worry about backing up. The Flyers, of course, sent Ivan Fedotov off to the net, and he had a fantastic evening against the Winnipeg Jets, and Alexei Kolosov ended up serving as the backup. So Sam Ersson was completely free of any responsibility in that game. He got an opportunity to watch it from up in the press box, where we all get to watch in the press box. And he gets a little bit of a glimpse as to why we figure it seems sometimes we have all the answers because of all the things we can see that happen up there. So ordinarily it's kind of hard for us to track down Sam, or any goaltender for that matter, just because the goalies don't usually talk on the days that they are starting. And if you catch them on an off day, they might be off early and get treatment or what have you. But we did have a chance to talk with Sam yesterday and get his perspective on that Winnipeg game and the overall situation that he went through. So here's Sam Ersson talking about Saturday night in Winnipeg.
It was kind of quiet, I guess, but you get really a full day off, right? You don't have to back up, none of that stuff. Can you tell us the difference between an off day where you are the backup versus an off day where you don't have to dress at all? Because from what Jason tells us, it's pretty significant.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you have to, still prepare as if you're, you're going to play if you're backing up. So I think just kind of mentally, just knowing that you can completely relax and shut off the brain there for a little bit, I think it's big. It's usually, it's not so much the wear and tear on the body, it's more the mental fatigue. So for me, I think just learning to find ways, and obviously they help me now with giving me the day off, so just finding ways to gain or get some more energy and just be ready when I need it.
We talked with you coming back with Four Nations, kind of what you were anticipating. What's your thoughts on how things have gone since then? Because it obviously seems like you've settled into a good rhythm when you've been out there.
Yeah, 100%. I think we've played very good ever since the break. I think we kind of obviously, I think we were a little bit tired going into the break, and I think all the guys really took advantage in just getting both the physical break but also the mental break. I think it's the biggest thing, and I think all these games since we're coming back, we've played great defensively and offensively, and getting goals from a lot of guys, so it's fun to see.
When you get a break like that where you can watch from up top, what do you see that you don't see from ice level, and specifically with that game? I mean, it felt like it was probably one of the best defensive games the team had played all year for us who watch them up there all the time.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's very different. You definitely see the ice in a different way. So I think it's cool good to kind of get to see the game in that way, especially like as a goalie, how kind of plays develops and how the offensive team are like they're looking for different types of plays. So no, it's pretty good, I think, to kind of get to see from that point as well.
And I know you certainly enjoyed seeing the game that Feds had against Winnipeg. That was fun to watch.
Yeah, 100%. I had a feel like going into the game, I think, yeah, that he was gonna have a big game. And I think, yeah, just for us as a team, too, they're huge points. And to see if Ed step up the way he did, I think I know it's huge for him, but it's huge for all the team.
So an interesting perspective for Sam Harrison in Winnipeg on Saturday night. And he was elated after the game when he came across Ivan Fedotov after that fantastic effort that he had throughout that contest, regulation, overtime, and into the shootout, just very dialed in, and it's a great win for him. So again, Urson's expected to go tonight against Calgary, and we'll see where it goes from there. It's a busy schedule in March, but it almost feels like it's not as bad a schedule as what the Flyers had in January. It's pretty much every other night hockey. There are a couple of back-to-back sets, one of them coming up this weekend. There's not a ton of back-to-backs, and there's not a ton of road home like they had in January. This is a 7-game homestand, obviously starting tonight against Calgary, and then the Flyers are going to go on the road for 10 days, and so they'll be a little bit more organized, I guess is the word. Sometimes when you have to go home and then back on the road and home back on the road, it's a little bit more off-putting than just taking one long road trip. So that's hopefully going to behoove the goaltenders. And again, Sam Harrison's going to get the bulk of the playing time, but Ivan Fedotov definitely will be part of this whole thing. That's one of the things that head coach John Tortorella talked with the media about on Monday, as everybody had a chance to sit down and kind of look at the aftermath of that 2-game trip to Pittsburgh and Winnipeg and look at what's ahead here. Because, of course, the trade deadline is coming up on Friday. It's a big milestone in a season. And then after that, again, the Flyers are going to be playing a ton of games. And so we had a chance to sit down with the head coach and get his thoughts on a few things going on around the team right now.
I know, obviously, you got healthier out of the break. The team got some rest out of the break. Just hockey-wise, is there anything you're doing just maybe that's significantly better than before going into the break, whether it's playing straight lines or checking forward?
Connected, playing hard. Our goaltending has been good. I thought Feds was really good the other night. Urs has been good for a while. Thought faded his last game. But no, just playing, and certainly it's a different lineup than we had before the break.
How helpful is it to you? Obviously you're putting that Cates, you try to get that Cates line, it seems like, out against the top line to the other team. You're home now for 7 days. You expect that continued? Is that a pretty big luxury you have the way they've been going?
Yeah, home and away, we've been getting it. And we fight for it on the road. Not only just for the checking part, they've brought a lot of offense also. So, we don't get locked into it, but we're just going to play. I thought we practiced well. We just got to take each game at a time, try to do the best we can. As I said after the game the other night, if we stay connected and we play hard, you always have an opportunity to stay in a game, and we'll see where we go from there.
looked like you guys were working on 3-on-3 overtime, and it looked like you were emphasizing sticking with your man-to-man coverage, stop switching.
Because we cover like shit, yes.
Yeah, and you guys have gone to overtime, like, I think 18 times. Like, how critical is defense in overtime right now for you guys because you keep going to overtime?
Yeah, yeah, we want to win in overtime, right? Like I said, they're crucial points right now. But when you're trying to win in overtime, sometimes you have to play defense. And I think we're just so inconsistent. And, you know, we don't have much more practice time. We want to make sure we get that in today. And we're going to show even some clips from practice today, tomorrow, to try to hammer home the point as far as how you do play a 3-on-3. Because I think those points are going to be crucial as you see the East, what it is. We're always involved in these games. I want us to be better at it. And, and at times I think we have the problem solved. Other times I say, holy shit, are we just not thinking? And I think it was want to hit it today for sure, because I'm not sure if we're going to have another chance to do it in a couple of weeks.
You've talked about going on this run, right? And you're obviously off to a pretty good start here coming out of the break. Some of the teams above you are, you know, it looks like they're banged up. They might be slowing down a little bit. They might be sellers at the deadline. Whereas, you know, I don't know what you guys are going to do either, but does the fact that you have a group of young players right now playing well, whether it's Michkov, Drysdale, Cates, does that give you hope that maybe they can ramp it up here and continue to improve over the last 2 months?
I've always had hope. The way the East is, I've always had hope. And as I said, every day I come into this building for practice, every day I go to the big rink for the games, I don't have to worry about effort. And that's a big part of staying in this is the work habit, the standard of how we play. As far as effort, that's a given here, and it's so good as a coach to know that that's there. Now the other things have to come into play: a big play here, a big play there, some good goaltending, and you just find your way. And I don't know what's going on with the other teams as far as injuries and all that. I'm just focused on each and every day as far as what we're trying to do. So comes and goes, right? We've seen it all year long with us. That's why we're 500. It comes and goes. Just going to try to have a go as long as we can get, you know, keep it going. And if we fall off, we got to get back at it. So, and then we'll see where we fall at the end of the year.
And that reference to the 3-on-3 drills, that happened toward the end of practice. It was actually the last thing the Flyers did on the ice. And again, as Torts mentioned, not a lot of practice time really left for this team because, again, every other day hockey, you have to have days off in there. There's CBA mandated days off. They have to get in on some of those off days. And once they get on the road, you know, there's going to be a lot of situations where the Flyers are going to play a game and then stay in a city afterwards and travel the next day sometimes. You know, there's just going to be some of that at this time of year. It's one of the things that John Tortorella prefers to do with his team rather than put them on the ice every single day. But again, you know, everything is right there for the Flyers right now. If they can keep things going, as you heard Kevin Kurtz from The Athletic mention, you know, a lot of these teams that are around the Flyers right now, you know, they might be having some leaks. They've got there's teams that have injuries. There's teams that just aren't playing well. So there might be an opportunity there. You know, never know for the Flyers to jump up there and grab that that 8 seed. And again, you're looking at it from a perspective of, okay, draft picks, whatever. You know, it's infinitely better for a team like this with these young players to get a taste of playoff experience than it would be for the Flyers perhaps to move up 3 or 4 spots, in a draft like this one, where there really isn't a consensus number one. They're going to get good players with the picks that they have, regardless of where they finish this season. And if they do, start packaging some things maybe to move up or packaging some things for existing players, it really isn't going to, I don't think, have a huge effect as far as where their own first round pick sits. So, you know, they're definitely going to go out there and make a run at it. And whether they get there or not, we don't know. It's definitely an uphill climb. They're going to need some help. There's so many teams in between them and the playoff positions right now that some of these teams are going to have to kind of have the wheels come off, and the Flyers are going to have to keep theirs on unlike last season. But, you know, we'll see where it goes. It's definitely going to be an interesting month of March here and into April to see what happens with this club. Of course, it starts tonight against the Calgary Flames. The 7-game homestand is the longest of the season, and it's pretty rare. Flyers don't have homestands like this a whole lot. You know, usually see them max out at 5 games or so, but it has a little bit to do with scheduling in the Wells Fargo Center. The Flyers are going to be, again, on the road for the back half of the month mostly. They have 3 home games at the end of March, but the NCAA Wrestling Championships are coming to the Wells Fargo Center here in a couple of weeks, and that is one of the reasons the Flyers are going to be on the road for such a long time. It's going to be a 5-game trip total, but it's going to be a week and a half. The 15th is the end of this homestand against Carolina. Flyers head on the road the next day, and then they've got Tampa, Washington, Dallas, Chicago, and Toronto over the course of, again, about a 10-day stretch. And then they'll get their building back for 3 more home games at the end of the month. But, you know, that tends to cause some of this scheduling situations when you have a big event like that. The Wells Fargo Center is also in the rotation for NCAA basketball to host first and second round competitions. And when that happens, you lose your building for a good week or so. So they've seen this sort of thing before at this time of year, but that's kind of the reason for the scheduling here over this month of March. But, you know, they do have a good opportunity here to kind of step in here and get some points, because, you know, they've got some good teams, no question about it, that they're going to be facing here, you know, during this homestand. But they've also got some teams that maybe they're catching at the right time, and the New Jersey Devils may be one of them. Flyers are going to face the Devils on Sunday at Wells Fargo Center as the back half of a back-to-back. They've got matinee back-to-backs this weekend with Seattle in town on Saturday, and then the Devils in on Sunday. And Seattle right now is out of a playoff position, having a bit of an off year in the West. The Devils obviously have had a great season, but right now things are going a little bit bumpy with the New Jersey Devils. So maybe the Flyers will be able to take advantage of that. Who knows? Obviously, they've got the Winnipeg Jets coming in on Thursday. They're a team that has been fantastic this season. But again, sometimes you catch a team at the right time. Flyers caught Winnipeg right at the end of an 11-game winning streak. Nashville had snapped it the game before Saturday's win in Winnipeg. And, you know, even when you look at Winnipeg and you might call them, oh, they're having an off game. I mean, this when do you see this team play? If they play anything like they did on Saturday in Winnipeg, you'll be impressed, and you'll kind of see the kind of team I think the Flyers are looking to become. Just the way Winnipeg plays its 200-foot game, and then, you know, they defend very well, and if you do get through their defense, then you got Connor Hellebuck sitting there stopping everything. So that's a tall effort. Flyers have to play 2 Eastern Conference playoff spot holders at the moment on the back half of this homestand, with Carolina wrapping it up, and the Tampa Bay Lightning, the other one, they're in the third spot in the Atlantic right now. So, you know, those are going to be tough games as well. But again, it's an opportunity for them to get on a roll here at home, maybe get some momentum. And, you know, they're going to go into the crossover from the homestand to the road trip going through a bit of a gauntlet, because those 4 games, the last 2 of the homestand are Tampa, Carolina. First 2 of the road trip are Tampa and Washington. So, you know, it's going to be a pretty difficult run there. And then they go right into Dallas. So really it's 5 games there that the Flyers have to deal with some pretty stiff opponents in the middle of the month. But get some momentum going here, get some points, see what they can do. You know, again, you never know. And it's going to be, you know, a March that's obviously going to define where things are going. Be interesting as well also to see where things stand after Friday's trade deadline. So, you know, that's going to be one of those. It's one of those weeks that I'm sure guys like Scott Laughton and Rasmus Ristolainen don't like very much, because they've got to kind of sit here on pins and needles and wait to see what happens. It's sometimes rough I'm sure mentally to ride through this and try to figure out what's going to be the case a week from now or whatever. It's as simple as that. But primarily, everybody's going to keep their focus on this homestand. Again, it starts tonight against Calgary Flames, 7 o'clock puck drop. The telecast tonight will be on NBC Sports Philadelphia. And you can catch the radio broadcast on 93.3 WMMR tonight with Timmy Fridge, myself. Hopefully, we're going to have Jason in there as well. And you can join us for that. And again, it's a two-week run here at Wells Fargo Center. Tickets for the whole homestand available at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com. That'll do it for this episode of Flyers Daily. Again, I'm Brian Smith in for Jason Martinez, who we hope to have back with us tomorrow. But thanks for tuning in and enjoy the game tonight.